to the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with Cruz.
Hey, I hope you're having a great week. Thank you for joining me for a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. I'm your host, Cruz, and this show today is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to recap the insanity that happened at Texas. What a great race. We're also going to talk about some garage news you might not know about. And NASCAR Cup champion Joey Logano will be joining us during the podcast today. I think the green flag's out. Let's go for it. It's the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
Time now for your race day rewind.
Well, what did you think of the race at Texas? I thought it was a lot of fun. The Auto Trader Echo Park 400 definitely delivered. Now, I thought it was going to because of the package that NASCAR was bringing, and boy, did it really deliver for sure. Some of my takeaways from the race itself, I'll start with number three, Chase Elliott. He is back. Now, they mentioned it all during the broadcast, especially Clint Bowyer, but I didn't see it either. Like, I never seen Chase Elliott be that aggressive during a race. He wanted that win bad, not only for his race team, for himself, but also for his sponsor Hooters, who was a part of, you remember, Alan Kulwicki's team back when he was battling out with Chase's dad, Bill Elliott. So to have Hooters on the number nine is not only special for Chase, but the Elliott family too, and really just NASCAR fans. But a big win for Chase Elliott. Again, I've never seen him that aggressive to get up front. I mean, he was going to wreck William Byron to win that race. You can't tell me differently. And I noticed he was going to do that last week at Martinsville too. He really wanted to win. And that nine team got it done. That was Chase's first win since, I believe, Talladega of 2022. So the Chase winless streak is eliminated. Fans are excited. Haters are hating. Chase Elliott is definitely back. And guess what? He's going to be in the Chase later this season. So yeah, big win for Chase Elliott and his number nine Hendrick Motorsports team. And this is hard to bring up because I'm really hoping to get to meet him at Kansas Speedway. But we got to talk about Jimmy Johnson. He did not have a great run at Texas at all. He spun early. He finished 29th, which was better than he started. I mean, he started 37th, but Jimmy's really been struggling. You know, he did that at Hendrick the last couple seasons. But since he started driving for Legacy Motor Club, it has been pretty dismal runs for sure. And I hate saying that. He's a seven-time champion. But it's just rough to see him not really contending even for a top 10. Now, of course, Legacy has been struggling for a number of years. This goes back to the Petty days, too. I mean, those cars were struggling for a number of years also. Eric Jones, though, bringing home a 19th place finish. John Hunter, though, having a rough race, finishing 34th. But yeah, what is going on with Jimmy Johnson? It's got to be this new car, right? But you know, then again, he struggled the last couple seasons at Hendrick. So maybe it's just the missing piece of Chad Knaus. I don't know. A lot of fans on Twitter, too, scratching their heads during the race on what's going on. But again, he's a seven-time champion. He literally has nothing to prove to any of us, but I think he just wants to prove it to himself. So I am hoping that Jimmy can have a great race at Kansas Speedway and can just get in the top 10 and have a solid finish, not only for him, but his fans, too. And finally, my last takeaway from the Texas Motor Speedway, I got to give flowers to NASCAR because they brought a perfect package for the race itself. Like, it was fantastic. You didn't know from lap to lap what was going to happen. Who was going to lose control? Who's going to spin out? I mean, Denny Hamlin wrecked himself going for the win with Chase Elliott. I mean, this race was fantastic. There were a ton of people in the stands. I like how they moved the date itself around. It was perfect. But yeah, I applaud NASCAR again for bringing a wonderful package. Good year. Great job on the tires too, which is wild when you think about it because you go back a few years ago to these mile and a half tracks, people literally wanted to bulldoze all of them down and just go road racing, short track racing, and super speedway racing. So it's wild though, the new car producing on the mile and a half tracks, which is super shocking to say the least. But yeah, I applaud NASCAR for turning this around and giving the fans what they want. Cars that are just going to break loose at any point and you just don't know what's going to happen. But I thought the race overall at Texas Motor Speedway was fantastic. The finish of the race, Chase Elliott getting that first win of the season with his number nine Chevrolet, followed by Brad Keselowski, great run for him. William Byron finishing third. Tyler Reddick, who had a strong car all day, finished fourth. And Daniel Suarez finishing fifth in his 99 Trackhouse Racing Chevrolet. What a great run for him. I'm kind of annoyed because I don't feel like that even got mentioned during the broadcast, but a great run for Daniel Suarez. He definitely needed that. Now, the point standings after Texas, William Byron still sitting at the number one spot, followed by Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, and Christopher Bell rounding out the top five. Here's what Chase Elliott had to say after his big win at Texas Motor Speedway.
Honestly, one of the coolest parts of the post race for me, Hooters has been a great partner of ours for a number of years now, and it's been a dream to pay respect to Alan Kwicki and doing a Polish victory lap and in the Hooters colors. And that's something I've wanted to do for a long time and have just not had the opportunity to do that. Came close a few times. And yeah, as soon as the race was over, I was like, man, we finally got our opportunity to do it and pay respect to him and the partnership. And, you know, Hooters has been around for a long time. And just kind of to see that whole deal come full circle with his championship run, outrunning my dad. And then, you know, they're now a partner of mine and ended a long winless drought out for them and myself too and our team. So just really special in a lot of ways, but pretty fitting when you kind of look at it.
Time now for your race day rewind.
Well, it was announced that the CW will broadcast the last 8 Xfinity races of this season. Now, the race will pick up at Bristol Motor Speedway for the CW. That's in September, and then they'll conclude, obviously, with the race at Phoenix, which is kind of surprising. But this is all part of the NBC partnership with NASCAR because CW falls under that NBC Sports umbrella now. So be sure to make a note that the final few Xfinity races will be broadcast on the CW starting in September. And it definitely helped him win the race on Sunday. But Chase Elliott's number 9 team, they just set the fastest pit stop in next gen era history. So the pit stop itself was a little under 9 seconds, 8.49. That is the fastest four-tire pit stop in NASCAR, which is insanity when you think about it. You remember when the teams were doing like 11 to 12 seconds and we're like, man, that's fast. Now they're like F1 fast for sure. But yeah, be sure to check out the video of this. They have a kind of a cool pit crew view from it on the Hendrick Motorsports social media pages. And there's still some uncertainty when it comes to the charters and what's going to happen with that. Well, Jimmy Johnson says that the owners are still in negotiations, but they remain unified as a group. Of course, Johnson, the co-owner of Legacy Motorsports. And the charters themselves have been a real big hot topic in NASCAR, specifically on the Dale Jr. Download, where Dale's talked about it multiple times, how he really wants to invest in a cup team, but he's not going to spend the $40+ million just to get one charter. So we'll see what happens with that. The teams have about 10 months to figure this out, get the agreement going, but who knows what's going to happen with that. But $40 million just for a charter? I mean, I get the teams have to have some kind of bargaining tool, some kind of investment that they could future sell. But man, that just makes it tough for a big name or just really anybody to get involved as a new owner in the Cup Series. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a perfect example of that, but we'll see what happens.
I'm dropping the hammer.
NASCAR Cup Series is back at Kansas Speedway. Don't miss the Advent Health 400 Sunday, May 5th. The Bull has your shot at a pair of tickets. One lucky grand prize winner will score tickets plus free race passes. You and a guest could be up front for the driver introductions, cruise the garage area, sign the start-finish line, and more. Get signed up today at thebull1051.com or simply text Kansas to 417-863-1051 to get instantly qualified to win. Be sure and catch Cruz and his Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. Get tickets and more info at KansasSpeedway.com.
There's a minute running there. Keep digging there. Got one coming in there hard behind you. Watch your mirror there. Watch your mirror there. Watch your mirror.
The Advent Health 400, Sunday, May 5th, 2024. From your NASCAR loving and the Ozarks best country radio station, 105.1 The Ball.
We are joined by Cup champion and driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske, Joey Logano. Joey, I hope you're having a great day so far. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast today. But you had a crazy race at Texas Motor Speedway. You came home 11th, but was it as chaotic in the car as it looked like it was just watching it on TV last weekend?
There was quite a few hairy moments, if you want to say that, out there for sure. It's pretty intense. Gosh, I wish we had a little better finish than 11th. It looks like at one point we were positioned to win the race and just didn't have a few things go our direction like we really needed to at the end. But we got out of there much better than some others, so we'll take that and move on.
So, Joey, for those who might not know, what inspired you to pursue a career in racing, and how did you get started?
Well, probably like most other kids that jump into something that they love, you just learn to love it when you're a kid. I had race car, Hot Wheels cars, the race car bed, loved cars in general as a child, and got a go-kart for Christmas one year, and that was it. Loved driving it every day I got home, and quite frankly, it was the one thing I was really good at. So I tried the other sports. This was it for me. So we kind of focused in on that and had some fun with it, and it all ended up working out pretty well so far.
You know, being in the NASCAR series, it requires physical and mental strength. Joey, can you share some insights into your training regimen and how you stay so mentally focused?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing you can do is just right repetition and doing it, right? But for a race car driver, it's really hard to do that. Because you can't just get in a race car every day and drive it around. Like, it's impossible. And with our rules that NASCAR has, we can't do that. So, you know, for us, physically training, we do a lot outside in the summertime because it's hot out. A lot of, you know, high intensity, high heart rate, long period of time type things, right? You don't have to be, you know, King Kong. You don't have to be, you know, bulked up to drive a race car. But you got to be able to do it for a very long time, and you can't afford to make mistakes, right? Mental errors are just what kills us. So the more physically fit you are, the more mentally engaged you can be over a long period of time, and especially with the heat that's inside these race cars, those are kind of the main things, you know, in general that we try to do while we're training.
Now, beyond the thrills of racing, what do you enjoy most about being a part of the NASCAR community?
Winning. That's it. At this point in my career, I've been doing this for 16 years. We do it to win. That is the main reason. The cool factor of being a race car driver is still there, don't get me wrong, but there's nothing that beats winning. That's really what it's about.
You know, you can't win them all. NASCAR is pretty competitive, but how do you handle setbacks or disappointments? And what keeps you motivated during those challenging times throughout the season?
Racing is, I mean, just like all sports, right? I mean, you win or you lose. And the best part about it is just always next week. And you have the opportunity to redeem yourself. But, you know, the challenges that come, you know, your way in sports takes a lot of risk. You know, it takes the willingness to have a bad day sometimes, right? The willingness to make mistakes, try crazy things outside the box, you know, really forces you outside of your comfort zone that not every job really allows you to do. So I appreciate that. Now, there is days that you make mistakes and they hurt. Don't get me wrong, because a lot of times the finger will point at the driver, but it's also one of those things that you learn to be able to handle that pressure and be able to, you know, look at the positives and move on to the next race result.
The Cup Series making their first stop at Talladega Motor Speedway this season. Joey, you have 3 wins, 9 top fives, and 11 top tens. Those races can be pretty chaotic, but how do you guys survive it and get that first win of the season?
It's chaos for sure there. We just got to execute everything perfectly. We've had some really fast super speedway cars this year. Being on the pole for the Daytona 500 shows that we have speed in our car and in position to win that race just a few laps to go before we got caught up in a wreck. So I feel really good about our chances this weekend, a car that we can probably go out there and win with for sure. So just got to execute the details really, really well. That's what it's going to be about.
Now, another track the Cup Series is returning to that you've had multiple wins at and some really strong finishes is Kansas Speedway. That's happening May 5th for the Advent Health 400. How do you guys get another great finish or even a win? And what are some challenges you guys have been facing with this next-gen car at that Speedway?
Yeah, I think you know, Kansas has been it's kind of been love-hate for me there. You know, the past has been a really, really good racetrack for us here recently. We've had a little bit more struggles trying to find the speed in the car ever since we went to this next-gen car. So I do feel like, you know, coming off of Texas, we found some speed in our car. So I feel a little bit more confident going there than we did going into last week. So, you know, it's a fun racetrack for sure. The fans seem to love it as well. It's a track that's wide and cars run up by the wall and definitely challenging for the drivers to move around. But it's, I think it's always fun, some good racing.
Absolutely. I think that track's getting, the older it's getting, the better the racing seems to be getting on that surface.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, looking forward
it's
to that
like
one.
It's like that at every racetrack.
Yeah.
Right. The older the asphalt, the better the race is.
Now, Joey, off the track, you and your family are involved in the efforts to the Joey Logano Foundation. Can you tell us more about the foundation and its mission?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everyone's got to have a why, what you do in your life and the impact that you make. And for us, we realized that, you know, driving in circles may be really cool, but at the end of the day, trophies are just empty cups that you don't do anything with them. And God's given me this incredible platform to speak to many people and try to inspire them to live a life of generosity. And you know, our hearts were really torn, really brought towards foster kids. You know, my wife's mom was a foster kid, and then her uncle and aunt fostered four amazing kids and adopted them now. And, you know, our hearts were just drawn that way because kids, you know, they're not of their own doing, right? They got put into situations that they really didn't have a choice about. And you see some of the challenges that not only the kids go through, but the foster families go through and the parents to make everything work. And so we work with a lot of great organizations that help these people and families and kids, to give them the tools and the resources they need to become a contributing member of society, right? That's the goal. And so we've been doing it for 8 years and giving millions and millions of dollars away thanks to our amazing supporters, our great race fans, our sponsors that have understood where our hearts are and want to help out. And the amount of families that we've helped is probably hard to even register at this point. So it's really been a fun experience and really the reason why we do everything.
Absolutely love that, Joey. Get more details on that foundation, by the way, on his social media pages. Joey, we are rooting for you this weekend at Talladega Motor Speedway. Hopefully you can get that fourth win. And we look forward to seeing you at Kansas Speedway on May 5th. Thanks for your time today, champ. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Joey Logano, Cup champion and driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske.
This is your Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
And it's going to be a wild one this weekend for the Gecko 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. The race is this Sunday, green flag around 2 p.m. And it is going to be checkers or wreckers for a lot of these teams. My top performers, I've got to go with the Fords. Joey Logano, who joined the podcast this week. Also need to go with Ryan Blaney. Both of those teams very strong. And I'm going to go with Brad Keselowski. So an all Ford pick for me this week. I think the Fords will get their first win of the season. My dark horse for the race, I've got to go with Austin Hill. He is really good in the Xfinity Series at Super Speedways. He's going to be in the number 33 RCR Chevrolet, and I think he's going to be battling for the win most of the race. But yeah, it's going to be a good one this weekend at Talladega for the Gecko 500. Well, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. Be sure to get in to win tickets for the upcoming race at Kansas Speedway. You can do that at thebull1051.com. Thanks to Cup champion Joey Logano for joining the podcast and looking forward to recapping the action this weekend at Talladega. Have a great one, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Cruise and the Days of Thunder podcast. Find out more NASCAR info at thebull1051.com.